WHTC News Time is 7:39, time for the Hope Sports Roundtable, and it's brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group and Googs Pub and Grub. Ron Weatherby is in the studio with us this morning. Ron, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to see you here this morning, and boy, aren't you just happy the snow has gone away and it's not as bad this morning?
Yeah, but then you spoiled everything by telling me it's coming back again tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, fortunately, I won't have to see it until this Sunday. I'm going back home and getting ready to move out here to Holland to live here permanently. So hopefully by the time I come around on Sunday, it won't be as bad. But anyway, we got quite a busy weekend coming up with Hope Sports. And on the line right now with us is Brian Morehouse, head coach of the women's basketball team. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning.
Happy to have you along. So you've got just a little game this weekend, I would say. It's nothing too big, right?
Yeah, nothing anybody's probably interested in. Just, you know, first place on the line, the rivalry game, Hope Calvin. It's setting up to be, you know, one of those great classic games, and I don't think it'll disappoint. Should be great competition. Both teams are playing very well right now, it's been a long time since we played back in November, and I think both teams have improved, so it should be a wonderful game.
Well, I'd like to, keep enjoying that ball game from the last one you had on Wednesday out there. I thought that was a great ball game against the Comets of Olivet.
Well, I thought it was a very gutsy performance by our kids. I thought that we showed a lot of resiliency, tremendous toughness. We had kids going down with injuries and cramping just because they were playing so incredibly hard. But, in the end, I just thought that, our kids were able to make a couple more plays, made a couple defensive stands, and came up with a huge victory to keep us in first place alone.
Well, I thought that was a great team victory out there on Wednesday. I thought the coaches did a great job setting up a game plan. I thought the ladies did a great job of executing that program. And, everything went well, I thought, on Wednesday night, except for, like you say, Brittany cramping up a little bit and things like this. But I thought it was a great ball game, and I particularly enjoy watching Megan Kelly out there. She dives for that ball every time it hits the floor, practically. If there's a loose ball, she's on top of it.
Yeah, I thought that was I thought she set the tone. And then I thought, Barry and Kelly and, a lot of our other players followed suit. We had more, I thought that we had more skinned and bruised knees out of that game than we've had maybe all year long, as far as just a passion to get the ball when it was loose. And I thought we came up with a lot of 50-50 balls, and that made a huge difference in the ball game.
Well, I thought that was just kind of a nice warm-up for the one coming up tomorrow against Calvin, and I'm sure they've got the same mindset going into that game against Calvin tomorrow.
Well, it's going to be I think so. I think both teams will have that mindset. I think Calvin is probably playing at even a higher level than Olivet right now, so it should be a great game. Calvin scoring the ball just so tremendously well, and they've got great balance with their scoring and their rebounding. Their defensive pressure full court is very difficult, much better than it was in November. They just understand their system a lot better, so it's going to be a huge test for our team.
Well, people seem to forget that we had to come back from an 18-point deficit in that first half in order to win that ball game. They seem to kind of gloss over that because the final score was in our favor. But, I remember it very well.
Well, you remember it, and I remember it very well. I don't think coaches forget that kind of stuff. But, fans, they're worried about the results, understandably so, what the final ends up being. And, I think coaches worry more about the process, and certainly we want to come out with a win on the end, but we're going to have to play significantly better than we did the first game in order to beat them.
Well, I keep reading Brianna Verkijk's name often in the paper as she seems to be getting a scoring touch for the night.
Oh, she's fantastic. I mean, and much like her older sister, she's improved every single summer, come back better every single year. And I think that's the sign of a great player and a person with a great work ethic. And, their whole family has that work ethic. So, hopefully we can slow her down a little bit because she is playing incredibly well. I think she outscored Albion herself on Wednesday night in the first half. So she's obviously playing at a high, high level.
Well, I want to challenge the student body a little bit. I was a little bit disappointed Wednesday night in the turnout of the student body for that game against Olivet, and I hope they just fill the place on Saturday for this one against Calvin.
You know, I didn't even notice I was so into the game, Ron, but I'll take your word for it. We're always appreciative of all of our fans that come out, and certainly our students that take the time to come out for a rivalry game like this. I hope that we have a great crowd, you know, no matter what their age. And I hope that they're vocal, they're wearing their orange, and they're as passionate as we are, you know, about playing in this rivalry game.
Val, thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Ron. Have a great day.
Go Hope.
Good morning. It's 7:46 here at 1450 WHTC. Ron Weatherby is here. Matt Neal on the live line. Time for more of the Hope Sports Roundtable. And, Ron, we're now going to talk to Matt Neal, the head coach of the Flying Dutchman. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Ron. I hope you guys are off to a great Friday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's always good on Friday out here. You know that. And especially today when you don't have to get your snowplow out.
Hey, you know what? No plowing this morning. That was a good day.
Yeah, I hate to burst your guys' bubble, but it's coming back.
Well, I'll keep the plow in my truck then, just in case we have to plow tomorrow morning before we take off for trying. We'll make sure that we have that all taken care of.
Well, we had a nice ball game against Adrian on Wednesday night and picked up another win in the MIAA, but you got the Thunder coming up tomorrow, and they're a decent club. They're in fourth place in the MIAA standings, and they have four guys that score in double figures.
Well, they're up-and-coming team. I think that Brooks Miller has done a terrific job since taking over down at Trine, and their players are very, very capable, that's for sure. I mean, we know one of them is because we recruited him, but I think that what they have shown is that they're capable of beating teams on any given night. Our mission, obviously, is to go right at them on the inside like we did the last time we played them and maybe get them in foul trouble because they're not very deep and see if we can't take advantage of our depth and our size inside.
Yeah, they also don't have a lot as far as size is concerned. They have Watkins at 6'7" in that starting lineup, but the rest of the guys are around 6 foot or a little bit over, so a definite size advantage against Shrine.
Yeah, for sure. You know, they have Watkins, and then they have the Holmquist kid who was about 6'5", 6'6", at the four spot. And other than those two, they drop right down to about 6'2", 6'3", maybe, and we just are going to go after them inside. And that's what went on the last time we played them. We were able to do that, and we attacked the rim really, really hard and got them in some foul trouble. Of late, we've been shooting a lot of free throws, and that's a good thing. We need to be making a little bit more than we are, but it's certainly something that we've identified as something we can do, and we're gonna keep going at them.
Well, that should be a good ball game, and we'll be bringing everybody that one tomorrow. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a little bit early rather than 2 or 3 o'clock that the fans are used to.
Yeah, it's a little interesting. You know, they have a women's men's doubleheader down there, and you know when we have that on a Saturday, we'll play the women's games at 1 and 3, and then the men's game at 5:30 and 7:30. They choose, yeah, every school has their own prerogative, and they chose to make it 11 and 1 o'clock, and so we'll get back sooner. I guess that's the way to look at it. We'll be back before it gets too bad weatherwise, perhaps.
Well, let's go pick up a win.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach, for joining us.
Matt Neal, the head coach of the Flying Dutchman here, the Hope Sports Roundtable. Ron, I appreciate you being here as well. And I know you told me before you came in you don't like setting your alarm, but I'll see you next week.
You got that.
All right.